Good morning and welcome to Builders Briefing from March 16, 2026. I'm Alex, joined as always by Sam. We've got a packed one today: AI coding tools hitting a maturity milestone, some really interesting agent infrastructure drops, a security campaign you need to know about, and a brutally honest post-mortem on vibe coding.
Yeah, there's a real theme this week around AI-assisted development growing up. Less wow, look what it can do. And more okay. Here's how you actually use this thing day to day. I'm into it.
So, let's jump into the big story. A community-driven repo of Claude Code best practices just exploded on GitHub. Over 4,200 stars in a matter of days. That makes it the most shared dev resource of the weekend by a mile.
That's wild. And what's notable to me is this isn't just another awesome list that people star and forget. It's actual workflow patterns. Prompt structuring, context management, iteration strategies, the stuff you only figure out after burning a weekend going in circles.
Exactly. It's a signal that Claude Code has crossed over from early adopter novelty into daily driver territory. People aren't asking, should I use this anymore? They're asking, what's the right way to use this?
Right. And if you're a team lead, this is your cue. Establish your team's internal conventions now, because ad hoc habits are already forming. Better to shape them than fight them later. Links in the briefing, honestly, fork it and adapt it to your stack.
And speaking of the reality of AI-assisted development, there's a candid post-mortem making the rounds about the 100-hour gap between a vibe-coded prototype and a working product.
Oh, I love this one. Someone took an AI-generated prototype to production and tracked the real cost. About 100 hours of debugging, edge case handling, and integration work. The prototype is 10% of the work, not 90.
Which is exactly the kind of expectation calibration the industry needs right now. Use that ratio when you're scoping projects. It'll save you from some very awkward conversations with stakeholders.
For sure, the AI gets you to look like it works fast. Getting to actually works in production, that's still on you.
Now, on the agent infrastructure side, two drops caught my eye. First, Codme. It's a knowledge engine that gives AI agents memory in literally 6 lines of code. If you're building agents that need to remember context across sessions, this replaces a ton of vector store and graph database plumbing.
6 lines. That's the kind of developer experience that makes agent memory a commodity instead of a project. I also saw the piece on MCP's identity crisis, basically arguing the protocol is being stretched way beyond its original design.
Yeah, there's a sharp critique out there saying MCP might fragment. If you've built integrations on it, don't panic, but maybe consider an abstraction layer above MCP rather than coupling directly to it. And meanwhile, Anthropic launched the Claude Partner Network, formalizing the ecosystem, signaling that enterprise distribution is the next battleground.
That's interesting. Because if you're building Claude-powered products or consulting, getting in early could mean referral traffic, co-marketing, early API access, the usual platform play. Worth looking into.
All right, DevTools. Vercel Labs shipped something called Agent Browser, a CLI that lets AI agents drive browsers programmatically. Think scraping, form filling, UI testing, all structured and not held together with duct tape and puppeteer scripts.
As someone who has written way too many Playwright wrappers, thank you, Vercel, and I'd expect tight integration with the rest of their ecosystem. So if you're already in that world, this is a no-brainer to evaluate.
Also from the DevTools world, Evan Yu's Void Zero project dropped Vite Plus, which tries to unify your runtime, package manager, and front-end toolchain into one entry point. It's a bet on collapsing the JavaScript tooling sprawl.
If you're starting a new front-end project this week, honestly, give it a look. The JS ecosystem has needed consolidation for years. Whether this is the one that sticks, I don't know, but the ambition is right.
Okay, security. And this one's urgent. There's an active supply chain attack campaign called Glassworm using invisible Unicode characters to hide malicious code in GitHub repos and NPM packages.
This is nasty. The code looks clean to human eyes. The malicious parts are literally invisible. If you maintain open source packages or pull dependencies from NPM or GitHub, you need to audit your CI pipeline for Unicode-aware linting right now, not next week.
It's hitting VS Code too, so even your editor might not show you what's really there. Link in the briefing for the technical details. Quick hits before we wrap up. Fedora 44 now has full Raspberry Pi 5 support. Great news if you're running Edge AI inference or IoT gateways on Pi hardware. Zola, the Rust-based static site generator, is trending again for zero-dependency deployments. And my personal favorite, someone built a $96 3D printed rocket with mid-air trajectory recalculation using a $5 sensor.
Okay, the rocket is incredible, but I also have to shout out Rack Mount Hydroponics. Someone is growing fresh basil in their home lab. That is peak engineering energy right there.
So here's the takeaway for the week. Three patterns are converging. AI coding tools are maturing from novelty to methodology, agent infrastructure is becoming commodity simple, and the honest postmortems are calibrating our expectations about what AI can and can't do for us yet.
If you're building with AI agents, the move this week is invest in structured workflows and memory layers. The teams that formalize their AI-assisted dev process now are going to compound that advantage hard over the next 2 quarters.
That's the briefing for March 16th. All the links, repos, and resources we mentioned are in the show notes. We'll be back tomorrow with more. Until then, go build something.
An audit you, Unicode. Seriously. See you tomorrow.